Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I had a son-in-law who studied to be a police officer. He told me if people just talked with each other, that almost all disputes could be resolved peacefully. That's not what I'm seeing today. Unfortunately, communicating to better understand different perspectives and working together to reach sensible solutions on common problems are strategies no longer practiced as much by politicians and bureaucrats. Even worse, the same us versus them attitude shift is occurring among the general public. As a result, there seems to be a growing level of civil unrest and violence over the past few years. A news report last week stated that confrontations are growing so frequent that there might be a one-third chance America could fall into another civil war. The U.S. government considers this a definite possibility. Last year, in the Jade Helm 16 unconventional war exercises, the U.S. military trained how to react should some armed forces units join separatist movements in America. Apparently, military leaders think the prospects of widespread violence are high enough to prepare to respond to it. My company has a customer who was a civilian contractor on a military base in Alaska's Aleutian Islands. The 700 residents were so isolated that a supply ship only came once a month. Perishable goods were flown in once a week. Once, the weather was so bad that the weekly flight did not come for 3 weeks. When the flight with milk and fresh fruits and vegetables finally arrived, our customer said that no one was anybody's friend that day. His 7 months pregnant wife was struck in the stomach by someone trying to get ahead in the grocery line. If there were a major power outage that lasts for days, residents won't be able to use debit or credit cards or even write checks, even if they can find open businesses. When people can't find food, gasoline, and needed medications, they could become violent. Just look at Venezuela. Sadly, the scenario is no longer far-fetched. How are you now preparing yourself to manage a few days without any utilities or access to bank or electronic accounts? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.